This morning we're reading from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 25, entitled The Glories of Devotional Service, which is a conversation between Kapila Muni and his mother Devahuti. Text number 25. Satam prasangan mama virya samvida bhavanti hritkana rasayana katha tajjoshana rasvapa bhagavatmani Radharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. Translation. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand the Absolute Truth, and that he can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees, and by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkana rasayana katha tajjoshanadasvapavagavartmani sradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Only Krishna's devotee has knowledge of the personality of Krishna. It is not possible to guess, to manufacture, to accidentally discover the personality of Godhead. Krishna's activities are completely transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deham punar janmanaiti mameti so Arjuna. One who can understand this simple point that Krishna's activities are transcendental and that I need to connect with a pure devotee of Krishna so that I can understand this most confidential knowledge. Krishna explains that he is not available to the atheistic persons, the materialistic persons, the envious persons. He is available only to those who are his bhaktas, his devotees, only to those who have some relationship. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hietad uttamam. This most confidential knowledge. Tattu te guyatamam pravakshami anasuyave, because you're not envious of me. And the only person who is not envious of Krishna is someone who is surrendered to Krishna. And the only way we can surrender to Krishna is by coming in contact with the devotee who is surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, this is very exclusive. And understanding that, we have to make the right choices. If we truly want to understand the highest absolute truth of life, if we are serious about getting free from the cycle of birth and death, which is the cause of our suffering, birth, death, disease, and old age are the causes of all our misery in life. If we want to solve this problem once and for all, if we are convinced that just chewing the chewed in the material world will no longer satisfy me, there is no happiness here, it is simply dukkhalayam ashasvatam. If we have evolved in our consciousness enough that we can understand these things, if we are ready for liberation, then we have to take the step to associate only with devotees of the Lord. Or predominantly, mainly with the devotees of the Lord. In a discussion with one of his householder disciples, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked that, how can I understand a devotee? What are his activities? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was, asat sanga tyaga e vaishnav achar. A devotee is someone who gives up the association of non-devotees. Transcendental sound, anavriti, shabdat. We cleanse our heart, srinvatam svakata, Krishna, suritsatam. We cleanse the heart by giving oral reception. Giving oral reception means a conscious attempt, a conscious endeavor to keep our ears filled with transcendental sound. Because that is both the beginning, the middle, and the end of success in spiritual life. It is the process of purification, and it is the process of jubilation. The devotees derive great satisfaction and bliss. Katyantascha mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from discussing Krishna Katha. So even if one has no attraction, one has to keep himself in the association of devotees who are discussing Krishna consciousness so that he will be purified to the extent that he will develop an attraction for that which is actually the most tasty thing, the most delicious thing. Krishna means the all-attractive personality of Godhead. The only reason that we are not experiencing that intensity of attraction right now is because just as iron is attracted to a magnet, but when it is covered by rust, the attraction is weakened. Similarly, we are covered by anarthas, unwanted things, unnecessary things, lust, anger, greed. These things are obstacles. Therefore, by constantly hearing cetodarpanamarjanam, by engaging in sankirtan, one cleanses the heart of all those dirty things very spontaneously, very naturally, without any extraneous endeavor. If one is constantly engaged in hearing about Krishna and Krishna's devotees, tadiyanam samarchanam, the devotees are even more merciful than Krishna. By associating with the devotees and hearing about their activities, their pastimes, the struggles, the tests which they go through and how they pass them gloriously. What is Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna was tested, he heard from Krishna, and he passed the test and he became glorious. And in that way, every devotee's life is just like that, full of opportunities to fight maya, fight illusion, and become victorious and serve Krishna and make spiritual advancement. So by associating with devotees, we get an opportunity to hear constantly about the glories of the Lord and about practically about how to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Yena mam upayanti te means dadami buddhi yogam tam. I give the knowledge by which you can come to me, by which you can attain me. I guide you on the path. So we have to have that much commitment if we're serious about making progress rapidly in this dark age of Kali Yuga. Generally in Kali Yuga, it is very, very difficult to make any advancement. There are so many anomalies, so many obstacles. The atmosphere is not suited. The modes of passion, the modes of ignorance are very strong, and the living entity is completely bewildered. He becomes conditioned. He becomes bound up. He becomes chained by the, especially the Maithun Agara, the chains of sex attraction. And he thinks only in terms of sex and all the extensions of sex. Acquiring nice house, acquiring nice bank account, acquiring social prestige, getting profit, adoration, and distinction. So, in that way, it is very, very difficult for him to make spiritual advancement unless somehow or other he is able to keep himself in the association of devotees and hear the glories of the Lord as spoken from the authorized scriptures and as repeated by the devotees sharing their realizations. And without this association, the very best people can do is to develop an impersonal conception of God and everything, basically, because everything starts from God and filters down. Your relationship with God will determine your relationship with everybody else in your life. Just like in our Bhaktivedanta Institute, Srila Prabhupada has given the phrase that jivan se jivan. Life comes from life. Life does not come from matter. Generally, people think that the subtle element, consciousness, evolves by the gross combination of material elements, by the combination of earth, water, fire, air, ether, by these gross elements, subtle elements such as mind, intelligence, ego, etc., and the soul, these things develop. That is their perception. But their perception is clouded. They're guessing only. Guesswork also is not very reasonable because we have never seen in the history that life can come from matter. We all around us every day we are seeing that life is coming from other living beings. Life comes from life. So in the same way, the gross things, they evolve from subtle. And the understanding of Krishna as a person is the most subtle understanding. So if you develop a loving relationship with Krishna as a person, then all of your other relationships and your understanding of life will be sublime. It will be personal. But if you have an impersonal conception of God, then your whole life will be full of impersonal relationships, impersonal attitudes, impersonalism in every way. And we are by nature full of joy and happiness, and we want rasa, we want relationship, we want nectar. There is no nectar in real nectar in Brahmananda. It is a third class Brahmananda. It is simply temporary cessation of the misery. That is nirvana, Brahmananda. If someone wants full satisfaction, purnamrit, then he has to come to this understanding of Krishna as a person. And we have to be careful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He told him that someone who is serious about spiritual life, someone who is serious about crossing over bhava-sagarasya, bhava-sagar, this ocean of the material world. The material world is like a great ocean of suffering, of confusion, of distress, and we're all swimming, struggling in this bhava-sagar. But someone who wants to cross beyond it, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukasya param param jigamishor bhavasagarasya, someone who is serious about attaining self-realization, such a person, he sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshicham cha hahanta hanta visha bhakshanatopya sadhu. If he associates with materialistic men and women, it will be just like drinking poison. Because the sound vibration of these people will be anything but Krishna conscious. They cannot guess Krishna consciousness. They have nothing left but material. There's either Krishna or there are Maya. There's darkness and there's light. Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hoy Andakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. Where there is Krishna, Maya cannot stand. Just like where there is sunlight, darkness cannot stand. And if you remain in darkness, then you cannot get the benefit of the sunlight. If you're in a dark place where the sunlight cannot reach, then you cannot get the warm, soothing, healing rays of the sun. Who is at fault? And similarly, if you keep association with non-devotees, then you will not be able to get the transcendental sound which will free you, which will give you real happiness in your life. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it would be better to drink poison than to associate with non-devotees. And in various other scriptures, there is mention of the same principle. It is stated that in the can't remember, it's in the Nectar of Devotion somewhere, in the chapter on devotional service, but it stated that one should rather remain within an iron cage or in the middle of a hot burning fire. One should rather live in the middle of a hot burning fire than to associate with persons who have no Krishna consciousness. Or one should rather embrace a poisonous snake. Go up and put your arms around a big, healthy cobra. Give him a good kiss on the lips. Or one should embrace a tiger, but don't associate with non-devotees. It's that serious, because the snake will just bite you once and you'll die, and maybe you'll think of Krishna. But a non-devotee will pollute your consciousness, and that may affect you for many, many lifetimes. Therefore, it is most important in every way that we keep this in mind. There are different classes of devotees. There's first class, second class, third class, everything. So there are karma mishra bhaktas who have material, strong material desires and are not fully absorbed in devotional service. There are devotees who are madhyam adhikaris. They're committed to devotional service, although they may not be expert in shastra in every way. And there are first-class pure devotees who are totally absorbed in serving the Lord and have no other business. And we should try to seek out the best association we can in every situation. And this is our real self-interest. We are doing the highest humanitarian work by following this path. Because if you can become self-realized, if you can become a liberated soul engaged in devotional service, you will benefit 14 generations of your family immediately. You will benefit everyone that you come in contact. You will become like Parasmani, a Vaidurya, touchstone, Chintamani. Everyone who comes in touch with you will benefit in a Krishna conscious way. So this is the most important paropakar, the most important welfare work, and it is beneficial for you also. Therefore, we need an association such as ISKCON to give everyone a chance to associate with pure devotees. And we should always, somehow or other, in our lives, make this a priority. You get everything you deserve in life. There is no injustice in the kingdom of God. You get everything that you deserve, and you get whatever you make a priority in your life. If you make it a priority to associate with devotees, the other half of your life or the other part of your life will be taken care of. Yoga kshema vahami aham. Krishna takes care of his devotees and he makes a contract. Krishna makes a contract, just like a businessman. Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. He writes it down. That this is my contract. I'll fulfill this contract. That I will protect anyone who takes shelter of me. So, you don't need to worry for anything, but you must make this a priority. Somehow or other, in some way, you must associate with pure devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So are there any further discussion? The question is, I said that one should associate with pure devotees. How does one recognize an advanced pure devotee? In one sense, well, there's two possible ways. One is external and the other is internal. So for the internal method, you have to first be a pure devotee yourself. It takes one to recognize one. You can never know. So we have to take some risk. So what external symptoms will help us to make a decision? That is described in Shastra. Now, Prabhupada uses this word pure devotee in different ways. One meaning of pure devotee is someone who has no other work than devotional service, no other interest. He's not interested in making material profit in his life. He's not interested in becoming an Olympic champion or becoming the prime minister, or he doesn't have any ambition like that. He just wants to be a devotee. So he's a pure devotee. Then there's another meaning of pure devotee, that he has no tinge of lust in his heart. So that is a very exalted condition, and really you can't recognize very easily. Of course, you can see over a period of time the activities of a devotee, and you can be reasonably sure that he is receiving the mercy of the previous acharyas and that he is Krishna's pure devotee. But even then, there's levels. Bharat Maharaj, he was certainly a pure devotee, but he had reached the stage of bhava, the beginning stage of love of God, but he fell down from there. So he didn't fall down in an ordinary way. He retained his previous consciousness, but he did not attain pure devotional service immediately. Then there's Ajamil. Ajamil, by whatever good fortune or previous training or whatever, Ajamil did not go to hell. Somehow or other, he was a devotee. And he got distracted, he got bewildered, but at the end he remembered Krishna. And he didn't go immediately back to Godhead. It took him many years more of austerity, but he did go back to Godhead. But for our general association, in other words, association with pure devotees can inspire us. In any case, a pure devotee cannot make you Krishna conscious. It's not like he touches you on the head and bing, you know, you're all of a sudden Krishna conscious. It's always up to you. So even in taking the association of pure devotees, it's still your responsibility. So you may associate with this pure devotee in this temple and get inspiration, and you may go to another temple and this devotee is not there, but you find someone else who's always engaged in serving the Lord. And what do you get from him? You get encouragement. He's always engaged in serving the Lord. Let me always be engaged in the service of the Lord. That's what you get from him. He's showing the way by his activities. He's inspiring you, encouraging you by his example. So that example that he's showing, he's a person and he's showing you, but there may be many other persons who are also. They may be different persons, different names, different countries, different nationalities, but their example is what inspires you. The person is nice. We develop a friendship with the person. But if the person doesn't set the example, then the association has no relevant meaning. I knew Srila Prabhupada. I had as much association with Prabhupada as many. But that doesn't make me Krishna conscious. I knew a Bengali man named Abhay Charan Day. That doesn't make me Krishna conscious. I wasn't interested in Indians. But Prabhupada was a man who showed me a way of life which has brought me joy and happiness and peace of mind and direction and a goal. He gave me the path of Krishna consciousness, and he inspired me by his personal example. That he can do for anyone. Many of my godbrothers never met Prabhupada, but they were inspired by his personal example, by his activities, by whatever. Yes? Yes, developing a relationship with a devotee takes a lot of work. Very important. One of our most important things is to develop good relationships with devotees. The work will be done automatically because devotees are people who want to serve Krishna. They want to do something. And if we neglect our relationships with devotees because we have some big festival to put on, or we have some big marathon that we want to do, or then everything will unravel, you know, just like cloth, that the threads start to, that's called unraveling. Everything will gradually come apart. Srila Prabhupada, his last instruction to us was not, please distribute 10 times more books. His dying words, please distribute 10 times more books. No. Please build 5 new temples. No. He said, if you love me, please work together cooperatively. Please sit together, discuss, develop mature relationships based in Krishna consciousness, and work together. Even if you only open a preaching center, doesn't matter. Or even if you just maintain. He said, if you can't increase, just maintain what I have given you. He didn't even ask us to grow or expand. He said, just maintain. But the most important thing is that we learn to live together as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and we form an international society for Krishna consciousness. We have yet to form ISKCON. Is that all right? Yes? Which way should we associate with non-devotees? Huh? Which way we shouldn't associate with non-devotees? Well, we shouldn't associate with non-devotees as much as possible. We should only associate with non-devotees for the purpose of giving them Krishna consciousness. Now there may be situations where out of some economic necessity we have to associate with non-devotees, but it is best to try to rectify that situation as quickly as possible. Krishna consciousness is practical, but keep in mind that you will make advancement to the degree that you are able to accept the principles of Krishna consciousness and apply them in your lives. And it's very difficult to do in the association of non-devotees. Well, if you cannot, you reach a stage where you're having trouble passing, going to a higher level or becoming more renounced or detached, be patient. Try to go back to the basic roots, like chanting. All our power to be successful is in our chanting of the holy names. So, if whenever you're having any kind of difficulty in following any or all of the process of Krishna consciousness, more or less you can trace it back to a defect in your foundation, your sadhana, your chanting, your hearing, your attending the morning program. These things are the foundation of our strength in Krishna consciousness. And someone who is fixed up in chanting the holy names nicely and in following the regulative principles perfectly, such a person carries Krishna within his heart. Krishna is always in that place where his devotees are gathered together chanting his holy names. For someone who is sincerely embracing the austerity that Krishna has given us, taking the trouble to do these things, to chant, to read, to attend the program, to associate with devotees, someone who is doing that, Krishna will personally help him. God helps those who help themselves. So if you face some difficulty, then you should see how you are, of course, the very basic thing is chanting, bhajana kriya. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.